hot sausage and mustard.
I always wanted to talk like that.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hot sausage and mustard.
All right. Bill Leff is not here today. Frank Fontana is in his chair.
And warm. It's got like these little rounded butt cheeks. He's got a small butt, Bill. Mine's a little bigger. He's gonna come back and there's going to be bigger...
Butt prints?
Yeah, butt
yeah.
prints.
Did Bill text in for you to play that intro music? Because that is right up his alley.
That's all me.
Oh, great job. We are going to talk food. I'd like to introduce you to Chris Durso. Chris, we've had you on before. You are the founder and main contributor to fooddiggity.com. How have you been, Chris?
I've been great. It's good to be back.
We talked to you a while ago, and just to remind people, this is something fun that you started doing with your son, I believe, right? Just putting together the actual outlines of each state of the United States of America in a food-related item.
Yeah, we did all 50 states of made out of food.
And you have just completed it, though. When we talked to you last time, you weren't completely done with the whole 50 states, were you?
Yeah, you called me about halfway through the project. We were about 26, 28 states in. And, yeah, we finished up all 50. And ever since, we've been doing some bonus states, too, just to keep it going and have some fun with it. So it was a blast, a long project, but it was a lot of fun.
And Chris, last time we spoke to you, I don't think you had done Illinois yet. So why don't you tell us what the final Illinois was?
I had it. Yeah, Illinois. I did about three states after I spoke to you guys last, and we wound up doing Fusillinois out of Fusilli pasta.
Fusilli, the the pasta. Illinois.
Chris, do you have a specific method to your madness when you pick the state? Do you look for the state food? Is there a plan, or you just whatever like floats your boat that day?
It's really whatever floats my boat. It's not necessarily having to do with the state itself, but it's more once we came up with the idea of changing the state names, it really came down to whatever sounded the best, or then it was, okay, that sounds great, looks great, but how do I then pull that off? And got to be honest, making Illinois out of fusilli pasta was not very fun, but we managed and it worked out. Yeah, so.
Especially if it was al dente, because it's hard right. to bend the pasta.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did have to overcook it, which I wasn't happy about, but just to get it malleable. But we managed, and it turned out well. But it took a few tries. I got to be honest, the state was a little the curves and contours of Illinois were a little challenging.
Chris, two questions for you. How old is your son?
Well, he was 8 at the time that he had the original idea, and
so this was his idea.
The original germ of the idea was him coming home and saying, "Hey, Dad, why don't we do states and they could be out of food?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, I've seen that before, but
how do you say no to your son? You know, it's like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, like you pat him on the head and you know, but it wasn't until we then said, "Well, what if we renamed them and came up with these silly names for food? The states like New Pork and." Fusillinois, stuff like that. New Pork was actually the original idea, and then we just ran with it. And then before I knew it, I had renamed about 30 states. So that's how it started, really, yeah.
And fooddiggity.com is your website, and it's really one of the best food culture sites I have ever seen, and it actually says the greatest food culture site ever. Wow. I won't dispute that. So you had food in your blood when your son finally said, you know, hey, let's do something with this. And I want to know if bacon etiquette is everyone's favorite since everyone likes bacon.
It is up there. It's probably top five just for Connecticut got lucky in that it flowed and they got bacon.
They got the bacon.
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't go cliche with the foods, you know, like pairing per state, like Idaho, the potatoes. You could have been really, you know, boring with that, but you chose not to, and I like that. The other part to my question was, do you eat the food after you make it? And then
mostly
good. So there's no waste happening here, which is really important. And then secondly, what ultimately is the end game to this, Chris? I mean, it started off as a great, cute idea for your kid, and now it's flourished into something that is garnishing lots of views and some steam, and you're here on the radio show with us talking about it. What ultimately is this going to be?
As funny you ask. Well, first, we did try to produce as little food waste as possible. So, and every state you see is made out of the food that we, you know, that we mentioned. So Fusilinoi is made out of pasta, and it's completely edible afterwards. So we tried to waste as little food as possible. And the end game, I wasn't really sure as we were going along. You know, we were like, as I got into the 40s, I was like, what are we going to do with this? And the overwhelming request came in of putting together a full map of all the states. Like, you're going to do a full map? You're going to put all these together and make a map of the United States, right? It's like, oh, sure, yeah, let's do that. And then we wound up doing that. And after the 50 states were done, we composed a full map of the United States. And put it together and actually sell it now as a full map, and it's become a fun kitchen accessory for people. They've been putting it up in their kitchens, and it looks great on the wall. And that became kind of the end result of the entire project.
My favorite, well, I can't say my favorite because every time I say it's my favorite, I find another one. But I like Nebraska Bob. It's a kebab.
Yeah. That was fun to make and eat afterwards, I'll be honest, yeah.
I like the cinnamon Deanna roll. I can't even say that.
You can't say
cinnamon
it right.
Cinnamon Deanna roll. Just because I like cinnamon rolls.
Smorgon.
Smorgon's good. That's a good
one. What a great idea, though, to have this as a little framed print in your kitchen.
Yeah, it actually, I didn't really give that much thought until it was suggested by your
son.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I hope your son's got a good deal with you right now. It sounds like he's the brainchild of this entire operation.
He is. I've mentioned it every once in a while. It's gone to his head quite a bit. You know, he went around school telling everybody his project is all over the internet, and he was really, really excited about it. He got taken care of. We got him a few Lego sets from, you know.
Nice. So. That's great. He's going to sue you when he's like 17. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I gotta think of that because he's obviously an intelligent little kid. So yeah, I gotta
get your paperwork in place now, Chris.
All right, new Spamshire is pretty funny, made out of spam, which I know they like it in Hawaii. I don't like it at all.
No,
it's not good.
Spam is gross.
And I didn't. I think I passed on eating that one afterwards.
I know what you did eat for sure. South Dakota puffs.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was definitely. And then we had, you know, and then my kids were excited that we then had Cocoa Puffs in the house for the next week or so.
Chris, I'm surprised you didn't get approached by like Food Network or like the Cooking Channel, you know, to like document this entire process and this idea.
Yeah, I mean, we got some. It got some good interest through the internet. And, you know, the fun story was that, you know, my son was involved and we did it kind of as a team. We did get approached with some, you know, we got some good interest on it. I you know, it was got really great attention on it. I, you know, I'd love to turn it into something more.
Where do you go from here? I mean, do you start
the
going the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, we have ideas for future projects. I got to be honest. I mean, I thought of doing countries and they just don't have that same, I don't find it as easy to rename countries as we did states. And then, you know, I have to remember that with countries, I'm now, you know, doing it for an entire country. So, like, if I miss the mark, I'm going to probably rub more people the wrong way.
Right. And that can get a little funny when it comes to some of the terrorist states. You don't want to be, you know, messing that up.
Right. And you could go... Go ahead, Chris.
There's a lot more food culture, you know, with states. I found there you could have a little bit more fun with. Countries might be take the whole food culture thing a little bit more seriously, might not be able to, you know, so I don't know. But I just, when it came down to it, it just came down to countries are a little bit harder to rename, and states just kind of lend themselves to wordplay a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But we do have some more future projects in the works, yeah.
I know what you're doing. You're going to do the outer space constellations and everything because you already have the Milky Way. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Get Milky Way to sponsor that. You're in business, Chris.
Well, the natural progression would be to do the states and then countries and then, you know, tackle the universe. Who knows? So
monetization, Chris. That's where you're at. Monetization.
Yeah. We're on monetization now. We're working on that, much like the United States, we're all about capitalism, so.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, Pretzelvania kind of makes sense because Snyder's of Hanover is there, and I love prosciutto. Prosciutto. These are very hard to say. You have to practice.
Yeah.
Congrats on having all the 50 states. And do check out fooddiggity.com. There's some great information. There's a Food Diggity store. And if we'd like to get this map of the Food United States of America, I'm taking it. It's available at the fooddiggity.com store.
It's I already coincidentally had a web store, the Foodiggity Shop, and there's a link to it on my site, and the poster as well as a few individual states are available there. Yeah, if anybody wanted to check it out.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and
Chris,
will you please keep us posted when you start your next project? Because we all love food, and what better way to enjoy it than when it's shaped like your state?
Like Kentucky.
I definitely will. I'll definitely keep you posted. I'll send over a Fus Illinois when we print those up.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Continued success. I just like this story because with all this crap going on in the world, it's nice just to look at states shaped like food.
It's basic. Just keeps you grounded.
Yeah, have some fun with the states with this, you know, election year and everything. We'll have some fun with it, yeah.
Oh, you could do like a Hillary Clinton and a Trump, Donald Trump made out of food.
What would Trump be made out of? This is a good question. Chris, what would, if I said to
bologna.
You right now, bologna. Yes, Wendy. I love that.
Cheetos.
That's perfect.
And just so we're doing this, what would you make Hillary out of? Just curious.
That's a tough one.
God, we're all on the spot. There's nothing.
Swiss cheese?
Because it has holes in it.
Got holes in her game.
That's pretty good.
I would just play with the wordplay and maybe make her out of a pickle and call her Dillery or something like
Dillery.
That.
Dillery. Yeah, that's good,
too.
Oh,
that's good.
And Bill can kind of play into that in a roundabout
fashion.
You
can make him out of cigars.
Oh, good Lord.
Good Lord. We're going down a bad path right now.
Chris, sorry to tarnish your name, but he's Chris Durso and fooddiggity.com. Check it out. A continued success. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you, Wendy and Frank. It was a pleasure, as always.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we go live to the newsroom right now and Kim Gordon with some breaking news.